space tourism. While the idea of space tourism has been around since the dawn of space exploration, the first kind of space tourism occurred from 2001 until 2009 when the American company Space Adventures offered flights to the International Space Station. Estimated at around $20 million, the first space flight ever sold was not a bargain though, CNN 2013. While it turned quiet for a few years around the project, not due to a lack of interest but rather due to a lack of excess capacity, Virgin Galactic entered the scene in 2012 when they started selling tickets for suborbital space tourism aboard their commercial spacecraft at a fraction of the cost that Dennis Tito, the first space tourist, paid. Founded by the British businessman Sir Richard Branson, also known as another flamboyant entrepreneur, Virgin Galactic intends to down the price to $250,000, and while it has already received about 600 reservations, the company was forced in 2018 for a while to stop selling tickets. ABC, 2020, around 400 additional people have put down a deposit of $1,000 in order to participate in Virgin's resumed ticket selling process. Space Adventures also plans its return by offering orbital flights with a spacewalk option and laps of the moon by late 2021. Axiom Space, another American aerospace company, plans in the near future to conduct the first ever fully private spaceflight to the International Space Station, and in the future it intends to build the world's first commercial space station. While one assumes that these companies, with their ambitious plans, must be industry heavyweights, one might be misled. Small startups with ambitious plans that do not necessarily have been around for more than a decade have a significant impact, as the case of SpaceX vibrantly displays. That these startups succeed is also dependent on the fact that investors are supporting these endeavors and are optimistic that the orbital tourism can be transferred into space.